Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Deuce, and on Wednesday I listen to G2 Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
What a big. Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Jay, and I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesday. Talking about I love them. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butterbay.
The Diva Squad.
This is Thaisa, and on Wednesdays, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Hey, hey, it's Lavina. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Love Fantasy is Butterbay.
Hey, welcome to GQ Palace Radio. You are now on Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. It's Butter Baby, baby, baby.
Miss Mo,
IDGYA, yeah, then the middle like morning to the EA. All of my exes mad cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, suck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no way in the future, all the same. So I bet you wishing that you had me back, and knew my frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that web, web, what it's foul, what you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in, that's straight from the bands, I'm coming out like.
You are now tuned in to GQ Power Radio, Radio, Love, Fan, 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 the Diva Squad.
Radio. This is a place where we just open that platform for everybody to discuss things that we hear in our daily lives.
We hope that you guys get on the line and talk to us live tonight. Press that one to go on live. This is an adult show, so we do promote 18 and older callers. So, again, this is an adult show. We are not licensed psychologists, so we're not here to fix anybody. We will support you in any way that we can, though. We appreciate you guys calling in every week and listening and chiming in on our topics. Over here, we deal with opinions. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, so there's no real right or wrong. It's just people have different views, so that's how we operate over here. We are not biased. So welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Who I got in the building with me tonight?
Storm's in the building.
Storm, we got Storm in the building. It's Ray Queen in the building. You had what?
What happened was...
See, what happened was... Oh, that is too funny. What's going on, ladies?
Hey.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
Nothing. But listen, I'm happy it's almost Friday. I'm just saying, I'm happy it's almost Friday.
I hear that. Well, today was my Friday. I'm off tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, lucky you. Okay.
Like, I have business, so it's just, it ain't just a leisure day, so.
That's okay. Leisure.
You know.
Any day you don't have to clock in.
I know.
Deal with the people at the job is a blessing. I'm just saying.
You are so right, Storm.
Listen,
happy birthday to
you. Those kids work like a runaway slave today.
Oh, child, please.
They sure did.
I've been happy with this weather for these last couple of days. It's nice. It's sweatshirt. I love sweatshirt weather. Not rushing the summer over for those who are out enjoying the sun, but... I like sweatshirt weather.
Me too.
Little brisk in the morning and all of that stuff. I appreciate that weather
more. I want to say definitely congratulations to T. I see that Miss Twisted T got herself a new apartment down
yes.
in North Carolina. So definitely congratulations to her. So,
yes, congratulations.
Don't get too twisted, you know.
You crazy. Yeah, we're going to keep
also,
that twist to a minimum.
I also just want to just tell a funny story real fast. We were on our way to South Carolina, okay?
Uh-huh.
And Rachel puts on Facebook that she's stuck in traffic on I-85. So we're looking at the phone, we're like, stuck in traffic, where is she going? You know, like, she didn't say she was going anywhere. Long story short, we ended up at the same wedding and didn't even know about it.
I had to share that story. How awesome is that?
Like, you know, we don't put our business, you know, like that when we're doing something personal on Facebook, on the radio,
right.
Too much. So when we last ended the show, we didn't say anything about it. You know, oh, just have a good weekend, you know, this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, when she put that on Facebook, I call her, and I'm like, hey, where you going? She's like, I'm going to Carrie Boyd's wedding. I'm like, oh, my God, me too.
Wow, congratulations to the boys on that union.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
I saw the pictures. They look awesome. I love, what is it called, spontaneity? I love spontaneous things like that. You know what I mean? It's just, you know.
It was like,
happy
so Rachel,
surprises and stuff.
So Rachel, I just wanted to say that was such, and then we ended up having, like, a really good weekend on top of everything. And then Rachel's sister,
yes.
Gina, came too. So it was really, really nice.
Oh, nice, yes. And epic. That was an epic weekend.
Oh, it was awesome. Yes.
That's what's up. I did.
So
y'all look nice, too. I saw the pictures and stuff. Y'all look nice.
Thank you.
They was on a road trip. Y'all should have came pick me up.
Girl, we didn't even know. We had no clue. I decided at the last minute how I was going. So I didn't know if we were going to fly or take the bus or, you know, I just knew I had to get there. So,
right.
Yeah, we got in the car and we drove. Yes.
How long is that ride?
Woo! Well, what happened was, It took me 20 hours to get there with me driving. We got stuck in traffic, literally sitting still for 4 hours at one point. Leaving New York, we hit traffic for like 45 minutes, and then we ran into another accident for like 35 minutes. So a total of 20 hours, it took me to get there, but only 10 hours home.
Oh, okay. Because I probably would be like, I'm going home. I'm turning around. I'm getting out of traffic.
I wanted to. We wanted to so many times, but oh, my gosh. I did it. I drove the whole way there and the whole way back.
Did you? That's a trooper.
Yeah.
You go, girl.
I had my GPS person on the side, and he did awesome. I'm so grateful.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good to have that little backseat driver, you know what I'm saying? The passenger driver.
Even when they fall asleep on you for a few hours, they feel good.
That be making me mad, though.
Because, listen, then that way I played my music loud and sang like I was in the choir. I sure did.
I hear that, girl. I hear that. Yes, indeed. But I'm glad you had a good weekend, you know what I mean? Weddings are always nice. Pretty much are always nice. So I'm glad you had a good time and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to take us a road trip, a girl's
definitely.
Yeah, a girl's trip. I smell it coming and like real soon. Soon, you know.
So, on
that note. We'd like to give a shout out to whoever's celebrating a birthday. This is Leo season. Happy birthday to all the Leos. And a special birthday shout out to Gina. Happy birthday, Gina, from the Diva
Happy
Squad.
Happy birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday. Yeah, so, happy birthday to whoever's celebrating. I'm sorry, I was reading and stuff all at the same time. So if you have no more announcements, you know, Star, I'll get started with the show and we can keep it moving.
Let's do so that.
Okay. Well, tonight we're going to start off with, the story. I don't know if all you guys have been paying attention to following the story of the cop in Minnesota whose name is Muhammad Noor, who fatally shot the lady, an Australian native, Justine Damon, 40 years old, on July 15th. Now, she was the one who actually called the police. She reported a 911 call with a possible sexual assault in an alley that was located behind her residence. Now, two police officers showed up, which was Noor and his partner, and now Officer Noor was sitting actually in the passenger seat of the police car. Now, the story stated, which the story is accredited to the Washington Post, stated that when the cops pulled up, the woman slapped the back of the car, and the police officers heard a loud noise, which caused Officer Noor to react to the events that took place, and he shot her in the abdomen through the driver's side window. Mm. Shot her in the abdomen because he was in fear of an ambush. The cops was in fear of an ambush. Now, they didn't have, the dash cam wasn't on, and neither were their body cams. They didn't have, none of the cameras were on at the time. So now they're struggling to see, to play all the events that happened to see if the shooting was actually justified.
Mm-hmm.
Now, The chief of police in Minnesota in the area, she resigned. She's resigned since over concerns that her officers had not been properly trained. Now, my question is this what's happening with all these police officers now that are fatally shooting people? Are they being properly trained, you know, or they're just doing like a basic training and not given real scenarios and stuff like that, and they're not knowing how to react to certain situations? Now they're just automatically killing and letting the situation play out as if the police officer was the victim. You know, but there's been a lot of question. There's been a lot of question now because this is a black Muslim officer, and it was a Caucasian woman. You know, and people have been asking, okay, where's Black Lives Matter? And, you know, which actually Black Lives Matter has been supporting the vigils and stuff of the lady that was killed. They were out there as well, you know. And are the police officers standing behind their officer as well? You know, these are the questions that have been floating around now because of the situation. You know, it's a very touchy situation with a lot of people, mainly black men, have been murdered by police officers. Are these police officers being properly trained?
See, I don't know. I was trying to like listen to the topic. To me, I feel like it's kind of a rush training, and I feel like no matter which job you get, you know, which job you get, whether it's a hospital or whether it's a cop, I kind of feel like you're never really fully trained until you're in the heat of the fire. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know sometimes for me, like when I'm at, you know, when I'm at work, it's like some of the stuff that we have to do, they don't train us to do. You know, like if you got somebody coming in your face swinging 24/7, you know, they don't really train you to defend yourself with someone that's like a sneak attack. They tell you, oh, well, watch, you know, never put your back to the patient. Okay, well, if I'm bending down or if I'm helping someone else and someone sneak attacks me, it's like, I believe that accidents do happen sometimes. I think that in this situation and a lot of the other situations, I don't think that it's, I don't think you can never really train somebody enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you think about it, think about it this way. A cop's training, okay, they have to be fit, right? They have to be fit. They have to weigh a certain amount. They have to make sure that they can run a certain distance. They have to prepare themselves. They have to make sure that they can get their firearms. Like, when you think about it, how much training do you think they really get out in the field?
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, it teaches them, okay, if someone comes up to you, let's just say someone tries to attack you, to me personally, I'm not going to shoot you to kill you, but I'm going to shoot you to injure you. I've never been trained to do that. But my thing is that do you think that it's nervousness? Do you think that it's not really necessary? Because to me, lack of training, that means you need to be trained even when you get off probation and you're finally in the work field and you're in the street. They still need to train you more. They need to supervise you. They need to be able to communicate with you to say, hey, well, you know, maybe we should do this or not that. I feel like they're kind of like putting a line of fire, like, you know, hey, do this, you know.
Right.
And then when someone's put in that awkward situation, what you do first? You grab your gun. You grab your gun first. Because I know if I'm put in an awkward situation, I'm going to grab my gun, but I'm going to shoot to injure, not to kill.
Well, see, that's the thing. They are. They're really assassinating people. They're shooting them where it's really detrimental, even though you could die from getting shot in the leg, too. But, you know, there's no warning signs that you can give before you actually pull the trigger. You know what I mean? They should take them and put them in like the when they, fresh out. We're gonna put y'all in the roughest area right now. Partnered up, of course, with somebody, with a veteran. You know, and I don't know. They need to turn up their training somehow.
Do you think that they're hiring scary people?
I'm sorry.
Do you think that they're hiring scary people? Like, no.
Well, I just think
anyway,
they're hiring people that are
to say,
are too young.
I'm not going to say too young. I'm going to say, excuse my language, do you think that they're hiring people that's scary? Do you think that they're hiring the average punk from off the street who, just because they got the proper education or they managed to pass a test, that qualifies them to be a cop? I personally think that it should be more than that. I think that you should have to have more experience than just that on-the-job training and being able to pass the test. That's what I think.
You have to push one. Okay. I'm sorry.
Why do I got to push one? I'm on the air already.
No, not you. Somebody called me. It's like they're trying to get in. They want to get in on the discussion. But they can hear us talking,
yes.
But
okay.
I tell them they have to push one.
Just for people to understand what I'm saying is, I think that there should be more training or you have to have more experience than you being able to pass a test and be able to do the basic training. I think
right.
there should be more to it than that, me personally.
Right. Right.
Because to me, anybody can go pass a test. Or anybody can pass a physical, like a workshop
mm-hmm.
or a physical test. That doesn't mean mentally that you're ready to be a cop. To me. Just saying.
I agree.
So there's some people out there. I kind of wonder how did you even pass the test, or who did you know to get in? Because
right.
if that's the case, then I want to know who you know. Because
right.
the person that got you in there knew that mentally you weren't stable enough to be no cop.
You were not fit, and that's what I'm saying.
Because
they need to go. But before we go any further, we have a caller on the line. We have Jada on the line.
Hello,
Jada.
Hey.
Thank you.
What is going on? I'm listening to the topic today.
Uh-huh.
And everything else. I feel that, you know, when it comes to the police and with the killings and stuff like that, sometimes it has to do with a lot of, I believe, KKK trying to shoot the black man down and stuff like that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of the training or whatever, the first thing they want to do is shoot to kill. That's it.
Yeah, that's true. But see, in this instance now, we have it's a black cop and a white woman. You understand what I'm saying? So,
right.
Now where does it stand now in this situation? You know what I mean?
You know they're gonna rope him out. They're gonna hang him.
They're gonna use him as an example. I said the
right.
same thing. They're gonna use him as an example. He's gonna have to take one for the team.
If it was a white cop and a black woman, nothing would have been done.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been a question.
You know what it is? I think that a lot of the times that we're quick to put it as a race thing. So, like, say, if we
right.
look at the situation that happened now, okay, this is a black guy, right? This is a white lady. So when you think of it, okay, are we still going to say the same thing? It's shoot to kill? Because I'm going to say it's lack of training. That's what I'm going to say. You know, I'm going to say it's lack of training. But we got to be careful because when it's a white cop with a black person, everybody's quick to say, oh, they're racist. You know, if Black Lives Matter, it's like everyone's quick to say that. But then when the tables are turned, what's everybody's response? That's what I want to know.
And that's why I raised the question. What is the response now? I think it's inexperienced people. First of all, they're starting out very young, and I think it should be, it's like 14 weeks of training for the police to become a police officer. Yeah, they need to go at least 2 years before they can be in actual duty. You understand what I'm saying?
Right,
they need
gear them up and stuff.
Yeah, you really need to gear them up. 14 weeks is not a long time. 14 weeks or whatever. That's not really a long time. They need to at least 2 years. You know what I mean? And even to become a police officer, they're more worried about their credit and different things like that. You know what I'm saying? See where they're at mentally. Sit them down with some psychologists and psychiatrists and see where they're at mentally. You know what I mean?
If you have a
real professional, they can dig into that stuff.
Right, but see, I think I would want to do, like, I know, like, when one of my good friends was going to be a CO, she was saying, like, you know, like, they pop up, like, they, you know, they watch you, you know. I think that there's not enough of the supervision. I think that there's not enough of the investigation about the person that you're hiring.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's enough of that. I think that they
mm-hmm.
should do that a little bit more. I think, you know, that the 2 years is kind of a lot, you know. To me, I think 2 years is excessive to me. I don't think that, like, the 2 years, I think that if it's a probation or if it's a supervision where, like, you're sneaking up and, like, you've done your homework. Has this person ever, you know, like, is this person a racist? Point blank, period. Is this person
mm-hmm.
racist?
Mm-hmm.
Is this person have a Confederate flag, you know, all over their car?
Mm-hmm.
Is this person all over their social media? Are they repping Nazis? Like, I think
mm-hmm.
that there's a lot of different things. And I think that I think that another thing is the training. I don't think that they train you that when you're in the line of duty, and something go down. If something go down, what you going to do? I think that that question should be asked and answered a lot more frequently, because I think that it's so quick to shoot to kill versus shoot to injure.
That's what they should be doing. Like, shoot them in the knee or something. Shoot them in the leg or something.
Yeah,
they just shoot to slow them down. They shoot to, yeah. And it's really crazy. That's because, again, and then it becomes their story against a dead man. Dead man can't really talk. You see what happened with the George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin
and
situation?
So much hate comes out
of it. They totally made Trayvon Martin out to be a monster, and because he wasn't here to tell his story.
Right.
You know, and then Zimmerman had some awesome lawyers to where, you know, they really made him out to be the suspect. When in all actuality, George Zimmerman was the suspect. But they totally flipped that script. You know what I'm saying? And that is just a travesty, because they're really not. They don't have people that are prepared for their positions.
Huh.
Really prepared for their positions. So, you know, like Storm was saying earlier, a lot of that, or Ray Queen, one of y'all was saying how a lot of that is who you know. It's my father's a cop, his father was a cop, and you know what I mean? Say, oh, okay, he comes from a line of police officers. Let's put him in there to carry on their legacy. You understand? So, listen, back in the day, we already know what policing was like. Now it's more people throwing a brick and hiding their hands type policing. Before, we already blatantly knew where they were coming from. You already knew what policing was like back in the day. There's video and pictures and stuff to prove it, you know. So what happens is they don't really even know how to train these people, because it was
uh-huh.
always lopsided. It was always a one-sided thing. They didn't really have much to do. You get out there, shoot a nigga, and you can keep it moving. You know what I mean? So now that we're alleged supposedly not to be living in those days and times anymore, they don't really have the proper training. They don't really know how to train them. So, but even to get away from the racial part of the issues, you still are not training these people. You're not training them properly.
And these cops can literally get away with anything. Who's going to punish them? You
yep.
know what I'm saying?
Hmm? Yep.
Nobody's going to punish them. They're not going to get
punished. I just feel that they're going to make make an example out of this one officer. If he gets off,
yeah.
I'll be very surprised.
yeah.
Only because now with the chief of police over there resigning because of the lack of proper training, you know, a lack of proper training, then now somebody's going to have to be held accountable for that. You know, she's already resigned her position, so now she can't pay for it. Now they're going to go to the next thing, which is him.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to make him pay for that.
Mm.
You know, and we already know there's a lot more officers that need to be penalized for things that they did, but unfortunately, it's us against them. So what are you gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
wow.
What are you gonna do? And you know, not for nothing, because I know a lot of people that are in law enforcement, which are black people. You know, and they're stand up officers. They're not dirtbag officers and stuff like that. You know, and they have the same. They face the same dangers as everybody else do. You know, so. I try to maintain my respect for their position, because it's a dangerous job, you know. But listen, they have to start coming together and weeding out their departments. You know what I mean? Start picking out the bad seeds. That way you won't be generalized. You can't be generalized along with the bad cops.
Okay, so Diva, I'm gonna ask you this question. What mm-hmm. with the people that you know that is in law enforcement, what makes them a good cop?
Because they treat people as people. They treat people like people. They don't take their authority to their head, and they're pretty much humanitarians. And this is again something that I know and not what I heard. They kept that notion that they always have protect and serve to the point where they have given out meals and stuff to homeless people, stopped playing with children and all kinds of stuff. Like I said, this is stuff that I've seen. You know what I mean? So there are good cops out there, not just even the ones that I know. There's other good cops out there too. But like I said, until they weed out those bad ones, and you know, get rid of that, then they're gonna be generalized. You know what I mean? I don't like generalization. I was just going through that. For anybody saw my Facebook earlier, I don't do generalization. Be specific. Get rid of the specifics.
Now who would get rid of them?
That's internal.
Okay.
It has to start with
the
head.
You know, I'm playing devil's advocate here because nine times out of ten, these are people who have 10, 15, 20 years plus. They're vested. You know what I'm saying? Like they're not. Some of them, the ones at the top, I'm talking about. They're vested. You know, they're people who've been a cop in law enforcement. Let's just say 15, 20 years. Now, do you really think somebody that's new coming in, okay, they might know that the person is absolutely horrible. They know the person's horrible. They know that they're not cutting it. They know they shouldn't have made it to a cop. But guess what they did? Do you think, I mean, me personally, I'll give my opinion after you give yours. But do you think that someone would actually say, hey, you know what? This cop right here isn't cutting it. Well, this cop right here needs more training. Or do you think the people at the top is one of the ones that's pushing it underneath the rug?
Of course. Like I always said, a body is only as good as his head. You understand what I'm saying? So it starts at the top. That's where it's supposed to start, at the top. They're the ones who is in authority of those police officers. They, you know, so it's going to take, I'm going to use like Colin Kaepernick. As an example, how he took a knee and nobody wants to hire him, but that is not stopping him for standing what he believes in. You understand what I'm saying? It's going to take that one police officer like, listen, this ain't right. You know what I mean? And there's people that you can go over their head and whatever don't stop until you actually show them what the problem is.
I think they need to get rid of a lot of people. I don't see someone that's been a cop for 15, 20 years saying, oh, you know what, this person right here isn't cutting it, because that looks bad on them. Because, one, you allow them to come into law enforcement. So to have someone that you allow to come into law enforcement, now you're saying, oh, I don't think that person's cutting it. No, to me, I think that the training is all wrong. And I'm not saying that there's no good cops out there, but what I'm saying is there's a handful. There's a little handful. I know, like, say, Suffolk County, there's a little handful of them that's not abusing their power. You know what I'm saying? Even point blank, even when you're driving down the road. Okay, so you on there on your phone and you chilling, but yeah, if I get on my phone, you're going to pull me over and give me a ticket. But you chilling on your phone, no lights on,
right.
You chilling on your phone, or you can put your lights on to run that red light, and then next thing you know, I get all the way up there, and you chilling alongside of me. What the heck? Like, or you're going to pull me over just because, oh, you fit the description. The description of what? You don't know how tall I am. You don't know my build. You don't know nothing. Only thing you know is I'm as black as day and I'm driving a nice car. So to me, I think it boils down to training. I think that the training is all wrong. I think I just think it should be more. It should be more of that. And to me, I feel like until everybody stand together and stop making it a black and white thing and just make it a law enforcement thing, I think there's going to be a lot of people pointing the finger. Because just as much as there's white cops killing black people, I'm sure that there's a black cop that made a mistake and shot a white lady. It happens. You know what I'm saying? But as long as we're saying good cop, bad cop, black cop, white cop, nothing's ever going to get resolved. Because that's one of those fine lines that you're going to walk, and you have to tread lightly when you deal with the racial aspect of it.
Well, see, and you know what it is with the when it comes to racial, that they use that to their advantage, to the point where now the script gets flipped. You know what I mean? I mean, like, and you notice every time somebody's shot and killed, what's the first thing they do? Go check their criminal history. They go see if they have a criminal record, and that was another question that they asked about this Australian lady being killed. Did they go check her criminal record and see what her background is? Do they know she? You know, it's so many things. It's such a big gap missing in our judicial system till the law enforcement is always going to be messed up. I don't think it'll ever be 100%. You know, it's going to always be issues to where the police are going to get away with something. It's sad, but it's the truth.
Yeah, but I'm happy you said police in general. You know what I'm saying? Because we got to make sure that, like, when we walk that line, if there was no black cop whatsoever doing anything wrong, okay, now you can stick with the whole white cop, you know, black person. You can stick with it then. But it's just as much as it's a white cop who really made, to me, it could be a racist decision. It could be like, you know what? He could have been afraid, or he could have been bullied by a black kid all his life. He could have been bullied by black kids in school. But guess what? The moment he got that gun, he got the ultimate power. Now, if it's a black person, and the black person, you know, is in a predominantly white neighborhood or whatever the case may be, he's gonna tread lightly whether he's a cop or not, because he know. Come on, you got to be careful where you go, be careful what you say, be careful how you move. I just think people need to sit and hold each person accountable for whatever it is that they're doing wrong. Accountability is everything to me.
That's major.
If you're held accountable for what you're doing wrong, guess what? Nothing's ever going to change. Nothing's ever going to get better because you're not being held accountable for your actions. I don't care if you pink, green, purple, or blue. If
any
you
color.
Messed up, you messed up. You need to be held accountable for it.
Right. Yep. And that's what's happening. Nobody's being held accountable. Nobody's being held accountable for their actions. Whether it's the victim, suspect, or the victim now. You know what I mean? What's your role in this? And these officers are not saying, like, oh, my God, I messed up. You understand what I'm saying? And guess what? You have to pay. When you make mistakes, you pay for them. And this is why it seems so racially divided, because even with them making, they're allowed to make mistakes when they're supposed to be the example.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I don't know. I disagree. I think that if a mistake is made, you still have to be held accountable.
That's what I said.
Yeah. If I walk out there and I'm like, hey,
that's what I said.
No, but I'm agreeing with you. I'm agreeing with you saying that I believe that they, not for nothing, they have to be held accountable, point blank, period. I agree with what you just said. You know, I agree with that. 110% I agree with that.
Yep.
You know, we just have to make sure that we pay attention, and we sometimes don't use the race card, and we go on accountability.
Right.
You know?
Nope. I agree totally.
If I make a mistake and I shoot somebody today, you think I'm going to tell them, oh, I made a mistake, and they're going to not going to send me to jail?
Right. Like, oh, you know what? It was an accident. I felt threatened.
No,
it was an accident. You're good.
I'm licensed to carry, but I made a mistake and I shot somebody. But
right,
I apologize.
Yeah.
Am I going to jail or no? Because if you shoot somebody, you're going to get off. I'm going to go to jail. No,
you
accountability.
Sure?
If I shoot somebody, I'm just as guilty as somebody else that shoots somebody, regardless of what uniform you have on.
Right. Absolutely. But again, until they start fixing these police departments, this stuff is going to continue. It's really going to continue. But I know this is kind of far fetched with this question that I have, because, and it made me question, you know, the whole situation, because it's like her name is Justine Damon, and her fiance name is Don Damon. I said, well, were they secretly married already or something? Because they wasn't supposed to be married until until August, but she already carrying his last name. Like, what? Are they hiding something?
That's a question. Good question. Good question. We have a
you
call.
You know, are they withholding her last name because they don't want any background checks done on her and stuff like that? I look at stuff like that. You understand?
That's a little suspectious. Twisted. Are you there, Twisted?
Hey,
Party at your house.
Hey,
I'm waiting on my invite.
Yeah, listen, all y'all divas, welcome to come. I'm going to have me a big house warming, and y'all more than welcome. But we can
right
do
now.
Our own little thing, too, you know?
Right. Might not want to leave.
Well, I'm proud of you. Thank you. Actually, I just left from out there taking a few things, and I'm going to make the big day Friday, moving all my big things in and everything. I'm so happy, though.
All right, don't kill me. All right, T. Congratulations, all that good stuff. Angie, get for the topic. Come on now.
Yes, yes, we gotta keep it moving. You know. Anyway, we're speaking about the cop Muhammad Noor from Minnesota. I mean, from Minnesota, Minneapolis, whatever, and shooting Justine Damon in the abdomen after she called the police. This event took, now, it's a lady named Justine Damon. She called the police on July 15th at about 11:30 p.m. Called, and when the police officers got there, it was a lot of events carrying on or whatever. She ended up being shot and killed by the police.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Was this supposed to be the black cops that shot the white woman or something?
Yes,
or whatever?
Yes. Yes.
See? Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That kind of threw me for a loop because, like I say, you know, I don't know if it's being, like, racial or what, you know, but when they be killing our people, it's okay. But see, now this is a white woman with black cops, and you made sure that you said that in that paragraph that they were black cops.
Yep.
You know.
Right.
I didn't read all the way through to see the purpose of why they end up shooting her.
I think we need more information. I think we need more information. Forgive me when I say it. I think we need more information only because I need to know. Okay, the lady called the police, the cops came, but how did the same lady who called the police get shot? So I need more information. I need a follow-up story or something.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping that they continue with the story because, like I said, the story stated that when the cops pulled up to the alley, they were called, and where they were, it was in an alley, and there was somebody running towards the car or something. And then the lady slapped the hood, just slapped the car, the police officer's car, and there was a loud noise at the same time. So the police officers allegedly felt like they were being ambushed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Felt like they were being ambushed. This is what the Washington Post had reported. So, you know, and that's when the driver's side officer, I mean the passenger side officer, Muhammad Noor, pulled out his firearm and shot the lady in the abdomen through the window of the driver's side.
Whoa.
Oh, no, it's more to it than that story. I'm sorry.
The story always sounded suspect to me. Sounded fabricated for some reason. But the first thing I noticed was her name. I said, did they change her name? Did they just give her husband, her fiance's last name because she passed away? Or was her, because there was no other last name noted, and they're not even married. They're not legally married. They were supposed to get married in August. She moved here in 2015 to be with him, and they were supposed to marry in August.
So I'm like, did they give her his last name because she passed away, or are they hiding something? So there's just there's a lot of missing pieces to the story.
Okay, but don't you think with just that information alone that, okay, devil's advocate once again, sorry guys. Okay, you know how like the typical black person gets shot by the white cop, right? And then they go fishing for information. And they always seem to come out with some information that really is like, not really, I mean, it could have some suspicion to it. It could be accurate, but it doesn't have to be accurate. Or it has nothing to do with the situation that took place.
Exactly,
now,
exactly.
We all know, let's just say she might have married or came into the country. I don't even know. But I'm just saying, like, all of that to me is like, so not relevant. What's relevant is the simple fact that, like, she did get shot. She did call the cops. So where's the other information about that? He was in the car and he shot her in the abdomen. How did this take place? Like, to me, I want more information like that. I mean, I know you said it was kind of like, you know, off the topic a little bit, but to me, I just feel like that's what they do to black people when a black person gets shot, they look for information like, oh, okay, well, you know, what about this or what about that or what about this or what about that? No,
I'm just saying, that's why I said that. Because I said it's funny that she has his same last name and they're not married yet. They're not supposed to be married. I said, are they hiding something? Is something being hidden here? Is there more to the story? Did somebody? I don't get it. I don't know whether I need a little more information too. But they do have. An internal affairs investigation going on with the situation now.
They're
trying.
Tom? Or maybe they kissing?
Well,
you crazy. Listen, anything's possible nowadays. You got people sleeping with animals. Who knows? Anything's doggone possible. You know.
Never know.
Anything is doggone possible. I don't put anything past it.
I'm gonna need a follow up story on that, just a little bit more facts behind it, because at the end of the day, come on now. I'm gonna say this. I don't think this day and age, with the whole Black Lives Matter, and as much as people be protesting back and forth, that he just gonna open fire for nothing. I think it's more to it than that. I do. I think it's more to it than that. And don't get me wrong, I see devil's advocate, because even sometimes some of the videos and stuff that I see where, like, they're like, oh, record this, and a cop is telling you, put your hands down or get your hand out your pocket, and you still got your hand in your pocket, talking about record this. Oh, he's hitting me. Yo, put your hands down. Get your hands out your pocket. Like, pay attention. So to me, it's like, you're never supposed to give them more ammunition than they need already. Don't give it to them.
Right. Yep.
No.
Yep.
I just think we need more information.
Well, hopefully they will come out with the full story, you know, because like I said, now they're questioning why wasn't the police the dash cam on? Why wasn't their body cams on? I don't know how the body cams and all of that stuff work. I don't know, you know, how long they're supposed to play them, or when they get a call, are they supposed to automatically turn them on and stuff? But it's just so many missing pieces to the story, you know, from both sides. Because, first of all right, you're calling a police officer to an alleyway. You understand what I'm saying? Why wouldn't you call them? Because this is where it's supposed to allegedly had taken place, but... Why I don't get I just I'm missing it because
but
even
what,
even if they, the dispatcher would have took them to her address, which is her front door, you know what I mean? How are they ending up in an alley?
Right.
You
so
know.
What did she call the
cops. She called the cops. Said that she either heard somebody having sex, or it could be a possible sexual assault, but she wasn't sure.
And it wasn't her.
So listen, she called them at 11:30. They didn't come. 8 minutes later, she called again. So she wasn't even sure if it was a sexual assault or anything. She just said she heard people having sex, and she thought she might have heard somebody say help, but she wasn't sure. So, you know, now they said the story's so suspect. Now, You don't even hear the people that was actually having sex, or even the girl that she called the cops for. Where are these people?
Right.
But
were they ever any people?
Or were there ever any people, or was she having sex with this cop? Or something happened to the point where she was actually with the police officers and they end up killing her. So it's so many avenues that this story can go. My condolences to her family, because nobody deserves death. But, in that situation, it didn't war death, but... it's just so many different ways this story could go.
Right. Huh? Bring out the real true story.
Bring it out. It's just too many ironic things going on here. Like, you know, let's tell the story. Tell the story for what it really was, you know. Were y'all having sex with this woman? Is that why your cameras were not on? You know.
Will we ever really know the story?
Probably not.
Do we ever really know? Because I'm telling you, if I was an investigator, I still feel like there's so many other cases, and I'm going to call them a homicide, or let's just call it an accident, okay? Mm. The accidents take place. I would like to investigate it myself to see exactly what's going on. And I think I watch enough Law & Order, CSI, SCU, all that stuff, Special Victims Unit. I watch enough all of that to try and figure it out myself. That is more to it than what's going on. And they're just giving you information to me, I feel like, enough to take your mind off of what really happened. You know,
they're sending you on
a wild goose hunt. For what? You know what I'm saying? Something's not accurate. That whole story sounds bogus. It doesn't even sound like it's the truth to me. It sounds like there's so many missing pieces to the puzzle, you can't even try to put half the puzzle together.
Right, yeah, it's definitely a lot of pieces missing. This is just, you know, and for it to make national news like this, I just feel that it's a cover up somewhere, it's a cover up for something else, you know. And that's particular situation, though, not a cover up for something happening somewhere else in the country. It's a cover up for that particular situation, you know. It's just a lot of stuff that's missing.
They still sometimes try to
cover up the different stuff that's going on in the country too. They try to cover up a lot of different stuff. They're not going to tell you, hey, I'm going to tell you this lie and send you on this bogus coupon, and it's only pertaining to this state. No, there's a lot of other things going on too, that if we sit and we actually really do our homework to talk about it, there's a lot of different stories that we could say, that we could actually sit and talk about, and how many different crimes that take place around the world, just to see, okay, was there a cover up? Yeah, there's
cover
up every single day, every single story. Somebody's
leaving
out something to me.
Right.
Yep.
Go to you know, it just did. When I always said from the beginning, when I heard, I said this story sounds a little suspect. It's just too much stuff missing. You know, like I said, it started with her name alone. You know, and I'm always somewhere playing Ann Landers. I said, I probably just need to mind my business, but I'm just saying, I'm always somewhere playing Ann Landers. So it's like, you know, I guess my name is Angela for some, Angela Lansbury. But it does. It sounds very, very fabricated to me. I don't know. That's just my opinion.
Okay, so not to change the subject real fast, guys, but just to ask you guys, what do you guys think about the shooting that took place with the barbershop owner?
Oh my goodness, that's so sad. It's
definitely like rest in peace, but you know, to him and to his, you know, I feel like we send our condolences to his family.
That's right.
Because that, I was reading up on that, and that's sad to see.
Yeah, and they said that possibly could have been over some social media posts. Mocking his competition, allegedly. But I said for them to even come up with that conclusion, and that means you really know who the suspect is. You understand
right,
what
right.
I'm saying? So that means you know who the suspect is, for you to go to that kind of conclusion to say, oh, it could have been over some social media post. You just don't know. It could have been somebody out just to rob him. Because, it could have been anything. It didn't necessarily have to be from social media. So,
now, who was the other gentleman that got shot down too? I want to say it was in Queens also. Was it Cheney? No,
It was, who was the guy also who got shot in the car and he died?
Who, Chinks?
The rapper. Was it Chinks?
Chinks.
Okay, same thing. Yeah.
Yep.
Will we ever know? Like, is
right.
your gun down in your car? Will we ever know?
No.
Hmm.
Yep. Where's the footage? Where's the
yep,
footage on
exactly.
the camera,
you really,
supposedly,
you won't know.
That are there? Will we ever know the true story?
Yep.
No.
There was,
no.
They had cameras.
They had
cameras from the barber that was shot. They saw somebody. And that's how they retrieved the gun, because the person threw the gun in back of a garbage truck or something. And
wow.
And they jumped into a black car. He had on gray sweatpants. That much they did see. But he left the gun there. So they do have a weapon. I'm like, hopefully that's, they have enough, information that they can come up with a suspect, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. He took the gun and threw it in the back of a garbage truck or something that was parked there.
That's just like in Philadelphia, the guy in the wheelchair, these guys were just randomly doing home invasions. They seen the guy and his caretaker come out of the get out of the BMW. He was just taking him up the steps, honey. They shot the one in the wheelchair in the head because he wouldn't let him in the house. And the caretaker ran. They shot him in the leg. But they killed the guy that was in the wheelchair because he was protecting his mother and his nieces and nephews and house. Like, you know, it's sad, man. What is the world really coming to? Like,
mm-hmm.
They have a bare beast, guys.
But then, Jesus, just definitely also, you know, I like to talk about, like, the news and stuff like that, too. Rest in peace to the gentleman, I believe it's out in Brooklyn, where his crazy girlfriend stabbed him.
Did you see that?
She was dealing with some mental illness type issues, but it's a whole other state too where she actually stabbed somebody before. And the boy's grandmother told the girl, don't kill. No, the boy's mother said, the man's mother, excuse me, said, don't kill my son. Whatever you do, don't put your hands on my son. Call the police and have him go to jail, but don't put your hands on him. And sure enough, homegirl lost her mind, and she stabbed him, and she killed him.
Wow.
She stabbed him, and she killed him. And when they looked up her arrest record, she had been arrested several times for being, like, for assault, for physically aggressive, physically attacking men, boyfriends, or someone in a fight. All of them, they've always been male, men, though. They've never been a female, as far as
wow.
I said, but it's always been men. And she attacked him, and she killed him. She sure did. She killed him.
Wow.
There's no reason, and I think the mother was always saying, like, he always told her, you know, take your meds, you know, take your meds, you need your meds, you know, make sure you take your meds. So she has a mental illness. But he found love in her anyway, and he loved her regardless. And what ended up happening, she took his life.
Wow.
She stabbed him, and then threw the knife out the window.
Wow.
She
had some issues.
People got to remember, mental illness is a serious thing, you know.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you really don't even know. You can't look at a person and tell that they're mentally ill.
Nope.
You know.
Don't take it for granted.
You experience that after, you know, after they done acted in a certain kind of manner. You know, that's when you find out that they have mental issues. So,
not right.
It's sad.
Not tightly.
Sad. And it's
careful.
Also, rest in peace, a set of twin boys drowned on the island.
Suffolk County, right?
Yeah, in Suffolk.
Yeah, three-year-olds.
A set of three-year-old boys. It's sad because you have to watch these children. And in a split second, they'll be up and going out of your sight.
They said they found one in the water and one on the side of the pool. I was in a doctor's office, and I said, oh, my God, like, imagine what they went through, you know, for their last few minutes.
God.
Imagine that right there. Let me tell you, when I saw it when I was in a doctor, I was like, you know, I couldn't believe it. And then to be twins on top of it, come on now.
Yeah.
Right. It was in a murky pool, very murky pool.
Gotta pray. Pray for the families, for all the families that we mentioned. We gotta keep them up in prayer. Call their names.
Yes.
Keep them prayed up because you know what? They gonna need it. They gonna need it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know they are. And I know I would want somebody to pray for me if God forbid I was in a situation. You know.
Right.
Mhm.
Right.
So definitely praying for everybody that's involved. You know, and with the topic that we're talking about too. You know. Praying for their families as well, you know, the cop's family and the victim's family as well, because you never really know, and I don't think we never will know exactly what happened, you know, the true story of, I don't think we'll ever know. And that was one of those things to me, like, I used to watch the show Unsolved Mysteries, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's so many mysteries, so many stories that's unsolved.
Right.
That we'll never know the answer for.
Right.
We'll never know. So, I don't know. Just saying, about it. They prayed up. You see something.
That's
Amen.
What we have to do. There ain't really
Amen.
Much else we can do. You know.
Exactly.
Say something. But I'd like to one of these days before October, I actually want to talk about domestic violence. I don't want to keep, you know, drilling the topic, but I definitely want to spend some time, you know, on it. And for anyone that's listening that is familiar, that have experience and everything, I want you guys to make sure that you call in and you speak your mind and say how you feel and how you overcame, you know, something so serious as domestic violence.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or just dealing with someone with mental issues, period. You know.
Yeah.
Because it takes a really sick person to really want to harm somebody to death.
Or even harm their own selves. Definitely a big, prayers going up to an old friend of mine that I, used to hang out with, a little something in school, Danielle Augusta. Just found out that she passed away. Within the past day or two, she was, you know, really upset and going through a lot and took her own life. And so prayers definitely going out to her family. And, if you're upset and you're going through something and you feel like you can't handle, you know, life, definitely, talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Definitely. And people, if you have a friend that, you know, or someone you know that's talking reckless off their, you know, mind, and you think that they need to, you know, seek help, definitely call the people with the white vest or something. Do what you have to do. Save your friends. Save your family.
I know that's right.
You know?
I know that's right.
Well, how do you save somebody that don't want to be saved, Jesus?
Well, you really can't.
Somebody that don't want to be saved that literally gets beat down on the regular. How do you
can't.
Save a person like that?
But if that person wants to arm themselves, they're going to do it. You know, when you least expect it, my sister Tina that I stayed, you know, was staying with, her high school friend's son, 24, shot and killed himself the other day because he was battling mental illness for the last 3 years. And he kept, you know, telling his mama he didn't want to live. She didn't believe it. She went to the store, came back. She went in his bedroom. He had killed himself.
Wow. I had nothing to do with the topic itself. I just had to like just ask that question, like, what would you, how do you save someone that don't want to be saved but that don't want to leave, that wants to stay, but you see that there's more bruises, there's more scars,
right?
Everything's more than it was before, you know. Like, how do you change? How do you get someone like that to leave? What do you do for that? Do you call the cops yourself? You know, do you keep calling the cops? Or do you just say, you know what, you must like where you at because you don't get no help? What do you say?
I'm getting ready to go into some noise, so I love you guys, and I will be calling you next week.
All right,
okay.
So enjoy your play, son. Enjoy. Thank you.
All right, love y'all.
Love you too.
Love you too. Well, divas, we definitely are. Definitely time is of the essence, and we've gotten to about that time where we go around the circle and give our final thoughts on tonight's show. If you divas are ready to do that, we're going to go ahead and get it on and popping.
Right.
Yeah, we're ready. Great show, divas. I like the forum. I like the setup. I like how you guys handle your business and you do what you do.
I definitely had an awesome time as usual. Pardon me for not saying much tonight, divas. I'm a little under the weather, but I'm all right. I'm going to be all right. Definitely grateful to still be here and breathing and walking. And, you know, God is definitely good. And big shout-out to our CEO and our executive, Miss Storm and Mr. Rich Money. We love y'all. We love y'all so much. And my sister Divas, I love you too. An awesome show,
honey.
As usual. Yes, yes. We're definitely on same time, same day of the week, and all that good stuff next week. And everybody have a blessed week. I'm passing on the mic.
All right. I'm so giddy. I'm tired. I'm a little giddy. But anyway, we did have an awesome, awesome show. As far as the topics tonight, I think they need to go back to the drawing board as far as training goes for our law enforcement. These people are supposed to be of authority, and they are not man and woman enough to hold the positions. I think they need to just, again, go back to the drawing board. Start from fresh with the procedures and different things like that they need to put into place for these people to be trained properly, so they're not acting off of instinct or a quick movement to the point where they're killing people because they're afraid, not because they felt threatened. It's because you're scared, you know. So, you know, start doing a little more psychiatric training and stuff like that before they put them out on the beat, you know. And I pray that there's some type of relief as far as all of this killing goes, you know, because it's too much now. White, black, or indifferent, it's just too much. And I appreciate everybody. I love you, ladies. We need to get us a road trip going. We got to get that. Well, we got the boat ride and stuff coming up. And Storm, I hope you have that information.
We're going to have a road trip to T's house, too, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. Let's go. Labor Day.
Yes.
Labor Day,
yes.
Let's go.
We just know that, of course, we will be giving out tickets to Nonstop Media's open mic. That is going to be August 13th. We will be giving out tickets for that. So we definitely start pushing that and promoting that a little bit more. We do have the boat ride on Friday, August 11th. Tickets are $45 from us at GQ Palace. Get your tickets. You can go someplace else. You can spend more money, but just saying, you know, GQ Palace is the place to be. And then on August 12th, we do have an open mic. I believe that's with DJ Kev Ski. He'll be doing something with the open mic, and GQ Palace might be in the building with that as well. And then, of course, Sunday is not Media's open mic contest. We have that going on. So we have a lot of events, so you'll definitely see GQ Palace all over the place. And there's no show this Friday. GQ Palace Love and Entertainment will resume on August 4th. So this Friday there is no Love and Entertainment. We will not be in the building this Friday night.
Okay.
All right.
Gotcha.
All right. On that note, well, we will be on the same time next week, 646-200-3838. Thank all our callers and listeners.
We love you guys, because without y'all, it'll be no us. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Hey, chucking up the deuces. Come on, I was
waiting for you to say it. Ram, chucking up some deuces. I holla. Later. Tell me who's coming home with me. Tell me who's coming home with me. I wanna know who's coming home with me. Tell me who's coming home with me. Is it you? 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 Is it you?
That's who say face, you remember?
Know we about to sin, but your body is a blessing. Girl, can we take it upstairs?